being Holy Family Sunday, I thought it would be appropriate that we hear from families. And so at each of the three Masses, I invited a different family to share their reflections, their thoughts on family life. You heard who was introduced at this Mass, still introduce themselves. So please, I'd invite your attention to this family that will share with us.
Good evening. For those who do not know us, my name is Scott Faust.
Good evening, I'm Michelle Faust.
Michelle, Zoe, and I have been a part of the wonderful community we call St. Thomas Becket for a greater part of a decade. And we have been asked by Father Tim this evening to share a bit of our family story as we celebrate Holy Family. When we were asked to speak to you today, we immediately looked behind us. We were sure that he was talking to the wrong family. As we spoke about the meaning of the weekend, as well as the trials and tribulations facing Mary and Joseph with their newborn, we soon realized that no family is perfect. We also realized that this weekend has nothing to do with perfection. Instead, the themes for this weekend center around family unity, love, trust, and respect. Michelle's a pharmacist by training, and I'm not speaking for her, but she elected me to be the spokesperson for her family. And I'm a nurse practitioner and a professor. So with our scientific background, our default setting is to be skeptic. Ironically, through our skepticism, we have learned the power of faith. While church, religion, and spirituality have been a part of our lives now and for some time, we were born and raised. How we came to St. Thomas Becket is uniquely ours. Michelle was born and raised in the Catholic faith. I was born and raised as a Methodist. However, I grew up in a predominantly Latino community in Texas and was educated by the Jesuits. We celebrated our wedding in a local parish in Texas where we frequently attended Mass. However, it would be several years before I felt called to complete the RCIA process. When we were expecting Zoe, we started to examine how faith would play a role in our life. And one thing was certain, we felt that the need for Zoe was to be raised in an environment that was centered around those themes of faith, unity, love, and respect. It was important for Zoe to be able to build her proverbial spiritual toolbox. And likewise, based on life's lessons and our life's work, we understood that uncertainty, trial, and tribulation would be a part of the journey. Much like Joseph, we understood that there would be times in our life in which we would be concerned, and also at times confused. And after much discussion and discernment, we realized that it was important for both of us to attend church and that we be of one denominational faith. And as we reflect on today's reading, it's apparent that life is not any simpler now than it was more than 2,000 years ago. Mary and Joseph were relegated to a stable, and despite the circumstances, Mary trusted God and was not let down. Joseph's faith was tested, and he found himself in a precarious position. While he was not Jesus' biological father, he was trusted with raising Jesus and providing for his needs. And through the readings, we realized how important it was for Mary and Joseph to trust each other and to rely on God. They were provided the means necessary, and while they faced many challenges, God saw them through. Similarly, we knew that we would find ourselves facing trials and tribulations, and that our successful navigation would require us to trust God and follow His lead. Now, finding a parish was one such challenge. And much like the Methodist circuit preachers of the past, we made the rounds, and we traveled from parish to parish. We were not always sure what we were looking for, but we knew that we would know it when we felt it. And when we came to St. Thomas Becket, this was our last parish that we would visit, and it would certainly become our church home. While neither Michelle nor I wear our religion or spirituality on our sleeve, we quickly realized here at St. Thomas Becket, we don't have to. The unspoken philosophy at St. Thomas is to come as you are, but just come. From the beginning, this parish has been accepting and welcoming. Now, one of the first experiences of acceptance we can remember occurred shortly after we joined. Zoe was a toddler, an active one at that. And like most toddlers, she was quite busy and was not afraid to use her voice. She must get that from my side of the family. It became quite apparent one day that St. Thomas Becket does not have a cry room. For as nondiscreet as we were trying to be, we would not escape without being noticed. Father Bill Murtaug took the opportunity to acknowledge Zoe's exuberance by stating that her name meant life and that she should use her voice for good. Now we fast forward nearly a decade, and she is able to use her voice as a student at Faithful Shepherd and through her own ministry as an altar server. This is just an example for us as a family how being a part of St. Thomas Becket allows us to be something, a part of something bigger. From serving in the various ministries and church council, our family has been able to serve our Lord as well as our faith community. Now, I'm a qualitative researcher by training, and I'm interested in the story behind the story. Today's readings have provided us with a glimpse and a better understanding of the overall story. And as we reflect on how our family functions, we realize how fortunate we are to be a part of St. Thomas Becket. While Joseph did not have a parish, he did have the support of leaders and angels in his own faith community. And he had the several dreams which the angels communicated with him. From when he was told that the child would be Messiah, his second dream told him how to protect Jesus' life. And although Jesus was not his while Joseph was not Jesus' biological father, he was Jesus' legal father and was responsible for his safety and well-being. Joseph was instructed to escape and take Jesus and Mary to safety. And while the readings may not be an exact match, the story behind the story for us is that Joseph relied on his faith, love, and divine guidance. And through the readings, we have found a better appreciation of how faith, love, and family intersect. And for our family, the intersection is here at St. Thomas Becket. While our family is not perfect, I realize that no family is. In our family, we share, we pray, we laugh out loud. We do our best, we have fun. We are often loud and at times silly. We make mistakes because we are real and we are human. We get to try again when we make those mistakes. More importantly, we love and we forgive each other. We say we're sorry when we need to and we hug. We show love, but most importantly, we stick together. We turn our attention to the Lord in many ways, but one such way is by our time, our attendance, and our gifts as our services at St. Thomas Becket. And we are fortunate to be a part of this community. One thing has become apparent through our community is that our community is an equipping community with a welcoming spirit leads, and where each of us is called to love, to serve, and to be a beacon of hope. Thank you.